I told you earlier we would have the director of the CED Mental Health Center with us, and we are honored to have with us Ms. Sheila Hurley. Sheila, thank you for coming in and being with us this morning.
Thank you for allowing me to come and talk about mental health awareness. We appreciate it.
It is. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and of course, with CED Mental Health, you cover three counties, and what the C and the E, D and the E all stand for, CED
yes, sir.
Mental Health, and covers all the counties here in the Tri-County area, so it keeps you busy.
Yes, sir, it does, and we do really enjoy working and serving in Cherokee, Etowah, DeKalb. Some people don't realize what that CED stands for, but that is our catchment area, those three counties. Wonderful group of folks to work with, and I think you may have seen some mental health awareness information coming out from different outlets, but for CED and for Cherokee NAMI, what we're hoping to do is really promote mental health awareness beyond the month of May. It gets a lot of attention in May, but there are so many needs in so many age groups, and we want to be able to reach people and know have the information out so they know there's a service available for them.
And Sheila, we talk about now, we know you provide services for all ages.
Yes.
But here in the later years, aren't you seeing more younger people than you have in the past?
Yes, sir. And we serve ages 5 up. We are seeing more needs with the children in schools and otherwise. Our focus is still on the population as a whole, but there's a lot more focus on children. I can tell you in Cherokee County, there's a lot of support for mental health services. The Cherokee County school system, for example, has done a magnificent job trying to get counselors in, partnering with the mental health center, partnering with all providers to make sure those children have services. That speaks well for the Cherokee County school system. We also have a real close working relationship here in Cherokee, and I think that's in large part not just to the mental health center, but it's also NAMI Cherokee actually reaching out, and everybody pulls together resources and works real hard to serve the community, and that speaks well for the services and the partnerships within this county.
When people pool their resources and come together for a common cause, and they really don't care who gets the credit as long as the services are rendered and the people get the services they need, then you have success.
Absolutely.
And we're honored that, and the county should be proud of that fact. Tell us some of the activities going to be going on with CED Mental Health throughout the month of May.
Well, we've already started. Some of our staff are going to school programs. They're going out in the community and doing presentations. You may have seen the Leesburg Landing event that we had recently honoring Miss Sue Guffey, who really spearheaded and started the Cherokee NAMI. We're doing presentations anywhere anybody would like for us to speak. So if someone would like to, churches, organizations, just let us know. Call the Mental Health Center and say, hey, we'd love to have somebody come speak to us. And so the volume of those calls and requests are coming in greater now, which is good because people want to understand what they can receive. We deal with serious mental illness, but we work with a larger world of partners within our community. There are other private providers, there are ministers, there are school counselors. We all pull services together, so we really want to find the right service for the individual at the time, and that we want to educate everybody about those layers. When you think of 1 in 5 people being touched by mental illness, you think about the stages that we go through from early childhood through aging. There's all sorts of things that complicate mental health, and serious mental illness is something that's not always seen as a health problem, but it is a health problem, just like any other health problem we have. And the more we learn about it, just like we do about our heart or any part of our health system, we actually improve and we have better enriched lives. So our goal is to make sure everybody understands what mental illness is, what services are available, how to sustain themselves and work closely with them, their families. And that's one thing that Cherokee NAMI is really, really focused on and does such a good job trying to support the families. Because the service providers work hard, but we need to support the family so the family is able to continue the care they need and understand, so you help the entire family.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about what mental illness is and
yes,
what
sir.
you know, some people say, well, I'm depressed. I just can't get through life. And they just want to go into a room, close all the curtains and be alone. And let's talk about that a little bit. How many folks are affected like this?
Well, that's just it. That's, like I said, one in five. Yeah. Can you imagine? Just think about the population.
20%.
Yeah. That's scary. And depression, when it starts, it may be something simple where the person wants to be alone, they're concerned about something. But when it starts to being to the point where they're isolating from other people, where they start just giving up on things that normally they enjoyed, and they start changing in terms of truly secluding themselves from all their loved ones and others, or they start giving away things that they normally wouldn't give away, crying periods, not able to sleep, a lot of factors that go into depression. When it gets severe and they start thinking about harming themselves, we hear a lot of folks that's their point. But anytime you start seeing the signals of somebody getting withdrawn to the point of just not eating well, sleeping well, taking care of themselves, that's the time to start then to talk to that person about some help. We try to help so many people with depression, but knowing those signs and what to look for makes a huge difference, so we can intervene and get the help they need before anything drastic happens where they might hurt themselves.
Do the patients themselves, the people that are affected themselves, do they normally contact and reach out for assistance, or does the family members or good friends that sees these signs have to reach out on their behalf?
Well, you hit the valid point, Jerry. The reality is, while doing all these presentations on awareness, it's usually a family member. It may be a school counselor, a school teacher. It might be a church member. It might be a neighbor. But someone reaching out and talking to that person about, maybe we need to go talk to somebody. And one of those factors when they come to us is, we are a nonprofit. If we're providing the service, they don't have to be worried. Everything's on a sliding scale, so we're going to provide the service or refer them to another provider if that's appropriate, because there's health needs that come into play sometimes. But we really want to make everyone in the community aware, so if they see someone in need, they can say something to them, they can refer them, they can talk to the family can talk to them. And so we start that process to get them willing to see someone for counseling. It's not easy for someone to call up when they're depressed and say, hey, this is what, that's typical. Sometimes people call, but their families, we're hoping that with the Cherokee Nami that we can actually reach enough families and support them that they're helping other people go forward with their services.
Right. Years ago, when you said mental illness, it sort of come with a stigma. But
yes,
that stigma's gone now.
Well,
to a large degree.
To a degree, Jerry, it's still there, though, in some regards, because people don't understand it. That's what I mean by the awareness. How many campaigns do we see about learning about our heart?
Right.
What's good for our heart health? Well, what's good for our mental health? Because that is our control center, and people don't realize how sometimes that they're sliding into a depression. They don't realize that maybe that anxiety has gotten so intense that it's the problem with their heart, you know. And they may, sometimes the family doctor is the referral source to us. There are so many factors in it, but keep in mind that brain is your control center. So if it is not functioning well, there's a good possibility that other things are not going to go well. And understanding what mental health is, from depression to the severe conditions like schizophrenia. With children's services, there's so much open there for children who are adjusting and having difficulties in school or maybe hyperactive. There's so many possibilities there. The whole key is to make everybody aware, obtain the service so their lives are better. We decrease their risk. We decrease the risk in the community. We decrease the cost to the patient and everyone else when we intervene and we actually achieve that service for that person.
People, like you're speaking about the heart, have to realize that from time to time, and a lot of times as we age, aging brings on a lot of different things.
Absolutely.
But, and like, I have to take a medication every day for maintenance, and it's because of blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no stigma with blood pressure. You know, a lot of people are taking blood pressure medication, and if you have to have a maintenance medication to help you get through life and enjoy it and be a functioning, productive citizen. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. And too many times, the old idea was, well, if you have a mental health problem, they're just going to give you this medication that's just going to sedate you. Nope, we don't do that. But that still carries over sometimes. A lot of the things that we do are the counseling. That's critical that they have the therapy they need. Plus, if they need medication, they see the psychiatrist. But we do not get into addictive drugs for them. And we try to look at a balance. Our doctor looks at the family doctor's medications, what their needs are, so that we're all working together on it. So it's a combination of therapy and if they need medication. Everybody doesn't need medication. But if they don't keep the therapy up, day-to-day things happen in our lives. We have good days. We have bad days. We have things that we encounter that we need to work through, and that's where the therapy comes in.
Right. And when people can't reach out for themselves, then, and that's part of the situation, and it creates problems, and so others need to reach out on their behalf.
Yes, sir.
And in addition to the services that you've already talked about, you provide other services.
Yes, sir. We also, not just mental health services, but substance abuse services. So we get a lot of referrals from the court systems to get assistance for people, to get them assessed for their substance abuse issues, get them the treatment, the aftercare they need. And then some people that we serve have mental health issues plus substance abuse services. So it's a matter of getting both those services. In our agency, we're comprehensive, so we provide both MI, mental health, and substance abuse services. And, like I said, from age 5 up, we provide outpatient services in all 3 counties. We also provide residential services when somebody needs to be in a certified home with us through the department, where their needs are met, whether it's a treatment home or it's a regular group home. We also have some other intense programs like case management, where they assist the therapist with making sure the person gets contacts with their health care providers, their benefits, their labs, their work that they need medically and otherwise. So we have an array of services, and that array is there for those individuals we serve, so we can help them and their families.
And, of course, when you say that you have the drug treatments and the mental health treatment combined, have you seen where the people that are using drugs contributes or brings on or exacerbates the mental health issues?
Yes, we do. And sometimes it's a matter of trying to figure out which one, you're treating two conditions and one sets off the other. And that's where the therapy, the assessment comes in. We're in our office, we're connecting with all the services to make sure we treat both and try to address the addiction problem and maintain that support to prevent them from relapse. The same is true on the mental health side. You don't want somebody to relapse as far as their depression or whatever their condition is. So it's a matter of both teams, both providers in our program working together to make sure that is maintained for both sides.
Well, if I'm understanding you correctly, from what you're telling me, on your team, that your CED mental health team, that you have to have the regular doctors to treat the body, then you have to have psychologists and psychiatrists,
yes,
from time to time, as well as psychologists. So
yes,
all
yes.
of those work together on a team to treat the physical body as well as the mind and the mental health.
Absolutely. And sometimes that team may vary depending on their needs. When I say residential services, someone may live in our group home, but they eventually transition out of that to live in the community again. So it's a matter of transitioning from that high intensity services they need through to being as independent as they possibly can. And some people need more support than others, like a case manager to check on them, make sure they're getting all their services. That goes with the services. And we do refer out to a lot of folks who are just, maybe they're mental illness is not as severe, so we actually refer out to others who have private practices. And it all works together. We work closely with the probate court. We have a lot of support from the county commission here. We have a lot of support from the sheriff's office. Everybody kind of pulls themselves together to really support interventions when that's necessary and make things go smoothly and try to prevent any risk to that person and the community.
Well, it improves the community when you can improve individual lives.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Make when people can become happier in their situation in their community, then they're a more productive citizen and make for a happy life for them and their family members as well.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
How can people reach out to CED Mental Health for assistance? I know you've got several offices.
We've got three offices. All you have to do is call your local number, and here in Cherokee County it's 256-927-3601. If those ladies are busy on the phone, it will rotate to another operator, so there's always somebody who can pick up the phone and connect you to your local area and the services you need. And if you have the extension of your therapist, all you have to do is wait and punch that in to try to connect with them or leave them a message. So it's real easy to get in touch with us.
And we have listeners in DeKalb County, so they have a DeKalb County office in Fort Payne, right?
Yes, they do. They have one on 14th Street in DeKalb County. We have another office in Etowah and Etowah County. And like I said, the residential homes are scattered around the area. Those three offices can take that call and try to connect with wherever the person is and try to achieve services as soon as that's reasonable for whatever their needs are. The reason I say whatever their needs are, there's an array of needs. There is so much out there that so many need to know about mental health. And sometimes there's assumptions, just like the medication I mentioned earlier. One of the big things that we're focused on now is this awareness and seeing what next layer we need to keep our three counties in good check. You may have heard some of the crisis stabilization units in the larger cities in the news media. We want to look at what would be a good fit for us. What do we need that would help sustain what we're doing now and enhance that when there is an event where people need emergency services? So that's one thing that we're going to talk further about.
Well, we want to invite you back in because we could devote a whole segment just to senior mental health.
Absolutely.
Or to people that work every day and that they still have to have some mental health assistance.
Yes,
and
sir.
Treatment. Or the teenagers that are not on drugs but still have issues. Mm-hmm. And then the youth
yes.
That we could devote an entire segment to each one of those.
Well, I appreciate it because there are uniqueness about each of those populations and uniqueness that as we grow, as we age, and those needs, they change. And it's really important for everybody to understand what those are and then to reach out for the help they need.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so very much. Before we cut away, is there anything else that you want to leave with the people about Mental Awareness Month, Mental Health Awareness Month?
One major point is it's not just the month of May. We want to do this awareness information out in our community from here on out as far as all the community. So if anybody's interested in hearing more, please call us. Please leave their name and number so we can talk with them about what they're looking for to educate their community and raise awareness to support people so that their mental health is treated just like their heart health or other health issues, so they're doing well and they're healthy in their community.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for coming in and being with us and sharing with us about Mental Health Month and Mental Illness Awareness Month. And we want to invite you back and set up a time where we can explore each segment in its own in the entirety.
Thank you so much.
Because there's so much to cover.
There is. Thank you so much.
Thank
we
you,
appreciate
Sheila.
It.
We appreciate all you do for mental health and mental awareness in Cherokee, Etowah, and DeKalb County. CED Mental Health Center, you can reach them in Etowah, you can reach them in Fort Payne, or you can reach them in Center.